This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the Players Place.
All right, everybody feeling better on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. What a contrast in moods in the chat online for the last couple of days as opposed to the first couple of days. Holy cow, let's keep those good vibes going. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Feels very good on a victory Thursday today. Great to be here with you. I am live from Lyndale, Texas. I will be heading back to San Diego tomorrow. Been a great visit with my folks. We can talk about that. I want to talk to the homies, though. Paulie looking very sharp this morning, our executive producer, dressing like an executive producer. Good morning, Paul Reingold.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I was going to wish you a happy National Senior Citizens Day, but you know what? After that compliment, I will not even go there.
Isn't that funny? Aren't you funny? AARP, I am getting stuff sent to my house, Ben. Yours will be there almost any minute. It's really, really, it's not embarrassing. I'm privileged to make it to 50 years old after the life that I led. But yeah, it keeps coming to my home, and I'm seeing it, and I'm throwing it away immediately. Ben Higgins is almost 50. He's your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Still a junior citizen here in San Diego, though. So
yes.
Things going well at home. Sun's feeling a lot better yesterday. Definitely turned the corner, started eating some foods again. Everything seems to be on the up and up. So thank you again to everybody who has sent their well wishes over the last few days. But definitely hoping that we have turned a nice corner going forward with it.
Yeah, I hope so, too, man. I hope so, too. You know, it's scary, dude, when your kids are not feeling well. You know, I think when my kids aren't feeling well, it's that you're tempted, like, do I just keep them home? You know, is it just a cough? Will they get through it? And then you realize that every other kid that's in school is also sick at the same time. So let them all be sick together. Let them all develop these immunities, and, you know, we'll figure it out. Unless they're really, really sick, then you obviously want to keep them home. Well, how are you fellas doing? I'm ready to get back in studio with you guys. We're having a great visit here. Dad seems to be feeling a little bit better. We've got a big, big appointment today, though. A big, big appointment. Going to be heading to the doctor right after the show. Going to find out if the cancer has spread anywhere. So that's obviously a big one. Want to make sure that he's healing properly. And so, yeah, kind of a big day here for him. And now he does not want us to go. I think he's listening right now. We're going, just so you know. We're all going. He doesn't want to go. My mom's here. Hi, Mama. He doesn't want us to go, but we're going. We're going to ask all the questions because, you know, is this sexist to say, even if it's sexist against my own sex, we aren't good at the doctor. We do what Ben does on the phone. Then we walk out the door, and then you get home.
Say? Yeah,
and my wife's like, "What did he say?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I have to take this, and then I don't know after that." You idiot! You idiot, is what she says to me every time.
You got to get the printout with the instructions and just hold on to that for dear
life. How elite is the printout that you get from the doctor
the
now?
They should
the
do best. It like they did in school when you were like in first grade and just pin the note to your shirt
your
to
chest.
Make sure that your parents got it. When you go to the doctor and you're, you know, like you're our age, Woods, you come home and they just pin all the instructions to your shirt so that when you get home, someone who's more responsible and pays a little more attention will know exactly what sort of care you need.
Well, and if you're a tier one and you're listening to this program, please hold a good thought for my pops today. Obviously, it's a big appointment, probably a pretty scary appointment, a scary appointment for all of us. But here, he's in his office right now and he's reading the chat. So everyone tell him, quit being a hero. You do what the doctor tells you to do. We're all coming to the appointment. We're all a family. And, you know, it's time to fight, you know, and get through this thing. So, let's shame him is what I'm basically saying. Can we all shame him into recovering faster and feeling better? Because, you know, I need him. My family needs him. His grandkids adore him. And I thought, man, if he is really going to be a jerk about this, I will put him on the air and you guys can just, we'll do a roast and the tier ones can call in and roast him and tell him, get your ass to that doctor's appointment and make sure you do what they tell you
just
to do.
Just bound him to the chair and then put the headphones yeah. on him and he just has to just listen.
Tie him here, man. He just has to sit and wear it for like 4 hours. So, yeah, I figured a nice chat shame would do him some good this morning. So it's kind of a big day, man. We're going to head down there after. And it's tough, man. He's got a lot of complications and things. He has a vascular issue that is like, that's the one that gets me the most. Veins really freak me out. They like really, really freak me out. So he's going to have to get another surgery on that. But, you know, we got to get through this thing first, man. But, you know, obviously he's very much beloved. I got a lot of great feedback about him being on the air this week and having, you know, you guys having some fun with him. So yeah, we need him around, man. We need him around. So that's what I'm going to do. And I know he's reading the chat, appreciates your well wishes.
I think that he's also probably horrified that we're talking so openly about his medical issues on the radio with such a large audience. And I do get that, but there really is, there's no reason we should be embarrassed or be afraid to talk about it. I feel the same way. I think Gary kind of does. For some reason, it feels like it should be something that remains kind of private. You don't really want to share it with that many people. And I don't know why. There's no reason for it.
ED happens to everyone, buddy. You have nothing to worry about, dude. It happens to every. You get a little older. You know, I used to do those endorsements. And, you know, what happens is plaque builds up. Yeah, plaque builds up in your system. You got to break that plaque up, and then things start flowing again. You got nothing to worry about, dude.
But
it's fine.
You don't even really sometimes want to admit, like the mundane stuff as well. Oh yeah, your cholesterol level is a little high, and like I don't want to tell
they
anybody.
Got chewable tablets now.
Cholesterol
Ben.
Level is high.
Yes. Yeah. Ben, listen, you're talking to the wrong person because I'll tell you guys everything that's going on.
Exactly.
Everything. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter to me. So I have no fear. And I guess by extension, my dad gets no leeway, especially when he's trying to fight back. He gets no leeway. Like, you do agree. We need to be there with, this is not an appointment he's going to go by himself and be like, everything's fine because, you know, I don't believe him. Nobody believes him. So, Pops, I know you're listening in the other room. I came here specifically to shame you and make sure that you do what you need to do. His grandkids, my kids, are
Gary,
worried
get
sick
your
about
ass to the doctor.
Jose in the chat offers some advice. He said, my dad didn't follow the doctor's orders. He is dead now. Jeez, Jose.
Oh, well.
My goodness, we're taking it to a dark place this early in the morning.
Shout out to his family.
Jose, no, when I say this, I really say this from the bottom of my heart.
My God.
I say this from the bottom. I really do say this from the bottom of my heart. I'm very sorry. And also, dude, thank you. Thank you, man. Literally, like, thank you for saying that because, you know, 70 years old is too early to check out. It just is. So I need him. We all need him. So, yeah, I knew this morning I'm going to absolutely shame him into going. And yeah, if we have to tie him up, and you know, I'd like to be in there, and I want to talk to the doctor and all of it. Not that I can do. Mom's coming, so she can ask the tough questions. Maybe I can have her interview Mike Schilt tomorrow instead of me. That might be a decent idea. Might be a decent idea. But so thank you guys for shaming him in the chat. Hopefully everything goes as it should today.
Well, best of luck, best wishes, and sending all of our love from San Diego here to Gary one more time this
100%.
Week.
Now get your ass to that doctor.
Yeah, go to the doctor, the whole thing, man. But thank you guys for that. I appreciate it very much. Other than that, man, how's everything been around there? I'm missing, like, seeing Adam every day. And,
I haven't seen him this week in
person. I
think
he's been playing hooky all week.
Oh, is he just the old proverbial working from home bit?
You're probably the only person who actually keeps him on his toes and coming in studio because he knows you'll call him out if he doesn't. But since you're not here, he feels like he doesn't have to be here. I know he's paying attention, though, because he texts...
That sounds
like every 4 minutes.
That sounds like he can trust everybody else. Like he can work from home and trust that we won't tear apart the studio or something. But if Woods is here, then all of a sudden Adam needs to come into the studio.
It's really odd that he has not been in.
We'll talk about it. But the discourse right now about the San Diego Padres starting lineup in this town.
It's annoying.
Has become
at this point. It's like
it's like grown into its own ecosystem, and everybody is commenting every single day on Mike Schilt's lineups. Like, this is some sort of referendum on your opinions on baseball: is where who Mike Schilt is playing, where they are in the order, where it could be better, where he's messing up. I would think if I'm Mike Schilt, I'm kind of going crazy and I'm trying to tune out all this noise because the noise is constant right now.
Yeah, it is. The discourse is pretty interesting. I had a couple conversations with my pops about it last night, and you know, it certainly has changed. The game of baseball has certainly changed as they've constructed lineups. And I was laughing yesterday with him, and I said, "I go, Dad, isn't it funny that for 100 years in the game, no one ever thought, you know what? My best hitter, let's move him up to the top-ish, one or two, so he can get more ABs."
Right.
No one ever thought this. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was like, I've got Babe Ruth. He's obviously going to hit fourth. I've got so-and-so. He's obviously going to hit
fourth. There was no other
fourth.
Possible place for your best hitter than fourth. Maybe third, I guess. But it was always fourth. Yeah, cleanup, the heavy hitter.
Like, it's funny. I watched a...
Like, would Barry Bonds be a leadoff hitter?
Well, this is the funny thing, Paulie. I'm so glad you brought up Barry Bonds. I like that... Will Clark, Eric Burns podcast. I don't listen to the podcast, but the clips that they send out from the show are literally some of the funniest things I've ever seen. Now, Will is
unhinged.
He's unhinged. He's as old school as it gets. I like him. I always liked him growing up. I thought he was like, he played with a little bit of swagger. So Eric Burns asked him, he said, so when Barry Bonds came over to San Francisco, did he mind hitting in the five hole? He goes, did he mind? And he's got that high voice. Yeah. Did he mind?
Yep.
He didn't mind. That some bitch had runners on at 2, 3, and 4. He had Rob Thompson and me and Matt Williams. That mother effer he was in the RBI spot every time he came up. Did he mind? Five hole? That's where you get the most RBIs. And I'm sitting there going, holy crap, dude. But if I got Barry Bonds in my lineup in the year 2025, I don't want there to be four outs in front of him potentially. Now, if you have the right personnel, and they did. Barry Bonds coming up with one of those dudes on base every single time, pretty elite, right?
But back then, you got paid on RBI. Now you get paid on OPS. So, you know, they'll look at how much you get on base and what you slug. And it doesn't necessarily matter. You can drive an 80, you can drive an 130, and it's not where the powers that be are going to allocate their dollars. So no longer is it that much of an advantage to sit there and wait until fifth and let other guys get on base before you.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I thought we were trying to win ball games. I think we are still. I think that hasn't changed. Is they wanted to win ball games then, they want to win ball games now. But it is just, it's so interesting. how things have changed. It really is. And the lineup has really become kind of something that it's driving me crazy a little bit. I understand it. I understand the discourse. I do. I think it too. I'm right there with you. I absolutely go, I don't know, man. It doesn't really make sense to me. But again, I do, people hate to hear this, but I do often say when it comes to stuff like this, I defer to the experts. But if you're an expert and it continuously doesn't work, I think it's okay to be challenged in that. I absolutely think it's okay to be challenged. So it's kind of like if my toilet breaks, I can log on to YouTube, try to figure it out. I'd rather just turn it over to a plumber. I really would. I think I could do it. I think I could. It doesn't seem like a big fix, but I'd rather just pay a plumber to do it. I always subscribe to the fact that there's stuff that we don't know in the media on a daily basis. We don't know if somebody's got a balky knee or a nagging hammy or, you know, isn't feeling well, you know, somebody's kid's sick. You know what I mean? You just never know. So I think, I do think some managers do try to go on gut too much. And I do think there are managers that ride the analytics maybe a little bit too much. But, you know, the sweet spot is really what you're looking for. And until this team wins a World Series, guys, you're going to question everything they do. And I think that's okay.
But, well, it worked out perfectly last night for Mike Shildon. He still got, you know, he got some crap for it because they felt like, oh, he's finally doing what we want him to do, and look how well the Padres play. But I sort of feel crazy because I see good Padres fans, you know, watching the game last night, looking at the lineup and going, see, this was a referendum. This is what we've asked for. Ryan O'Hearn plays against right-handed starters. He has.
Yeah.
The question is not whether he's going to be in there against righties. He is, and he should be. The question is, will he and should he be in there every game against left-handed starters as well? And until the Padres face another left-handed starter, we're not going to know if Mike Schilt has changed his opinion on that or not. And that's really the only, in my mind, the only real question about the Padres lineup. I think it's a legitimate question. To be sure, should Ryan O'Hearn be?
Oh, I think there's another one. I think there's another question.
What's the other question?
The biggest question is of all is, in my opinion, is Arraez best suited on this team in the two hole?
I think that's part of the same question, because if Arraez is in there or if O'Hearn is in there against a lefty, is it at the expense of Arraez? You know, that's one of the biggest questions that is remaining for the last 6 weeks of this regular season that the Padres have to decide going into the playoffs. What does their best lineup look like for October? And against a left-handed starter in particular, does it include Luis Arraez? Does it include Ryan O'Hearn? And what is it going to look like once we get to the postseason?
Yeah, no question about it, man. And you know, the other thing I'll say this, not that you wish it to happen, but with 34 games left, we say it a lot about sometimes things happen that force your hand, right? Sometimes things happen that force your hand. If somebody doesn't recover in time and, you know, a guy's banged up or can't go, that forces the manager's hand. Ben, did am I crazy or right? Has Ryan O'Hearn started against every righty that we faced since we acquired him? Because I don't think he did.
He might have missed one game, but I think he's started almost every game against righties and none against lefties so far.
And see, here's D saying benching Arraez is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I do think that Luis Arraez in his perfect form deserves to be at the top of the order. In his perfect form. This year he has not been in his perfect form at all. And I do feel like him hitting in the two hole kind of throws a little bit of a, you know, kind of hits the brakes on the first inning for the San Diego Padres more often than not. It's not a personal thing. I do love Louis, as you guys know. But I just wonder if it could be better optimized in another spot, and we will wait to see. But, the O'Hearn v. Lefty, is going to be an interesting one, because in a very small sample size since he got here, he did not play against lefties in Baltimore. He did, like, barely ever played against lefties. Here, been a different story, man. And so, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. I'm going to certainly ask Schilty about it tomorrow.
It's going to be interesting. And then now Gavin Sheets, you know, hits two home runs. And, you know, do you try to find a place? It's even harder, by the way, to find a place in the lineup for Gavin Sheets when everybody is healthy. it's even more difficult to see where he gets at-bats down the stretch and in the postseason. But, you know, if he can do what he did last night, you'd also be kind of crazy not to find a spot for him, which is what, you know, A.J. Preller was deep team, where you have multiple options, where you can withstand an injury or two, and now he's put it together, and it's driving all of us crazy down the stretch of the baseball season. This was the goal,
you know,
was to have these many options.
You know what got me, though, yesterday that sent me over the edge is when somebody tweeted out Ryan O'Hearn's defensive prowess at first base. Like, he's an excellent first baseman. So not only should he be in the lineup, Ben, he should be playing first base.
Well, like, yeah, absolutely. Like absolutely. If he's in the lineup, I like him at first base like he was yesterday.
Correct.
No, and I think, Woods, are you saying he should be in there? He should be at first base almost every day, and then you take your chances with him.
He's your starting first baseman, in my opinion. He's number two in defensive runs saved for first baseman. Like, I feel like if he's not starting at first base, you know, that's quite a big jump from where he is to where Luis Rice is, who has played better, I think, defensively this year. You know, still kind of learning that position. I think he's played better. But when you have an elite, I mean, +7, like plus, you know, he's the second best defensive first baseman in baseball. I don't know that he's my bench piece off the bat. I really don't. I mean, we talk a lot on this show, and Schulte talks a lot about not giving things away. Okay. Right. It's right there. Right there. We got a better first baseman. Let's play him, you know, in my opinion. And really in the numbers opinion. The numbers kind of bear it out. I didn't make it up.
Well, we will continue this discourse throughout the morning as we go through the game, set the menu for what's coming up here on a Throwback Thursday edition of Ben and Woods, leading into a roundtable, a Woodsless roundtable at 10 o'clock this morning. I know you're sad that you're missing this one because it could get spicy and feisty with all of our hosts coming together.
Can I say, actually, this is the roundtable that I'm most bummed to miss. I honestly am really bummed to miss this. And I'll say this. I've missed a few. I was traveling. I'm going to watch this on the way to the doctor. I will be actually watching the roundtable to see what happens.
All right. We will set the menu for today's program after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, coming up between now and 10 o'clock this morning, we'll start with our Padres wrap-up of last night's 8-1 win over the San Francisco Giants. We will also look at the rest of the National League playoff chase. It was a much better day with the Padres picking up ground all over the place, including on the Los Angeles Dodgers. They are now just one game back again in the NL West. We'll go through that here in the first half of the show. Second half of the program, we'll have our regular Thursday guest, Eno Saris, who wrote about Fernando Tatis Jr. for The Athletic this week, and to join us for some weekly smart baseball at 8:35. In-season Sammy Levitt's going to check in at 9:35 this morning, and then in and around that, our regular features, including Don't Do This, Real or Fake on a Throwback Thursday, The Rindle Report, and prizes to give away. Once again,
oh,
all right, so we're going to do it one more time.
Oh, boy.
Third what? Straight day, Ben's box is coming back.
Oh,
Ben's
God.
Big box.
Oh, no.
It has been an
epic
failure the first two times we have tried it. But you have to try everything three times before you really know for sure. So coming up at 9:20 this morning, we have tickets to give away for the Padres-Dodgers game tomorrow night. This is a premium prize. And you're going to have to guess what's in Ben's big box.
Premium prize. Here's our worst game.
Once again, we are going to try it. Last time, maybe the last time ever. But this, we've got one more chance to get this right and not have it last 4 seconds as it did each of the first two iterations
of
Ben's big box.
The reviews on the two, like the combined 6 seconds we've played this game, have been pretty unbelievable. People are like, I know you guys think it's a failure. That's the hardest I've laughed in weeks. Like, please
now,
keep bringing the box back. We got to do it.
So we don't have a radio consultant per se that works with our show, but I do have someone that used to work in radio who I lean on as a consultant every single day. His name is Jack, Mailman Jack. We can just call him, start calling him Mailman Jack on the program. He knows his stuff. His dad was radio legend Stacy Taylor. He was in the business before it drove him crazy, and he went into the business that never drives anyone crazy, delivering the mail.
Except with his dogs, and that kind of drives
him
crazy a little bit.
He called me yesterday. He goes, that's like literally the funniest thing I've ever heard. Those two were the funniest things I have ever heard in my life. And I said, all right, based on that, we will bring it back and keep bringing it back until somebody, till it actually works.
Or maybe not. If it doesn't work again, we may just have to trash it entirely. But we
got
Padres Dodgers tickets to give away. And a Throwback Thursday. Paul's got some great clips from past editions, past years of Ben and Woods that we're going to get to as well.
Yeah, I think I can make Woods cry.
Ooh, with a Throwback Thursday clip.
Yeah.
It's already emotional over there.
I am emotional.
Yeah. All right, so we'll start, though, with the wrap-up. Padres over the Giants last night. All the great highlights, the home run robbing catch, the home runs by Manny Machado, Gavin Sheets, Ryan O'Hearn. Jesse called it all, and we've got it all for you. Coming up next, do not go away. Ben and Woods continuing here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3, The Fan. First, though, since we were already talking about mortality in our first segment, might as well just go right into our raid for trust and will. It's a place where no matter how you're feeling, no matter what your health is, you want to make sure that your family is taken care of after you are gone. And that may not be for 20, 30 years, who knows. But if you don't have your documents in place, you could leave your family, Woods, in a real bad spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, we just talked about this, it's very morose and you know, I don't want to have to think about anybody's trust or anybody's will. We all know who I'm talking about here right now. But it is something that every person needs to do, especially if you have a family. Just get it done. Keep it easy for them. Keep them out of probate court. It's very lengthy. It's very expensive. So just go to Trustinwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. You'll get 20% off, Benny.
Yep, you can do a simple will as well. Bequeath possessions to your loved ones. If you got some specific mementos that you want certain people to have, you can write all that down. And again, only takes about 20, 30 minutes. You're answering online questions. Couldn't be easier. No lawyer's office, no billable hours necessary. It's simply affordable and smart to do by going to trustinwill.com. That's trustinwill.com. Don't forget, you can tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt tomorrow at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Exciting discussion with Mike Schilt, I think, coming up tomorrow. But if the Padres can win today, Woods, they will have another series victory, a three-game winning streak, and will be no worse than one game behind the Los Angeles Dodgers heading into the final showdown of the regular season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Petco Park. Can't go worse than last weekend. And I think it's important to note that, like a boxing match, Padres got knocked down. I mean, they took a pretty big punch from the Dodgers last weekend, but it wasn't a knockout blow. They've gotten back up off the canvas.
Yep.
They're absolutely still in the fight. They're one game back. And the fight goes on to another round. And now you have another opportunity to counterpunch and fight back on your home turf against the Los Angeles Dodgers this weekend. Whatever they needed to avoid this week with the Padres playing the Giants and the Dodgers playing the Rockies, they have survived it. They, even if the Padres lost today and the Dodgers won, you'd still be within striking distance in this series going into this weekend. So you can undo all the damage you did last weekend and then some by having a successful weekend against the Dodgers. So it wasn't the death knell that a lot of people thought it might have been when the Padres got swept in Los Angeles.
Well, Purple said it can go worse. I mean, you know, barring injury and thing, it really can't. You can't lose five games in three games. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, that's a good point. He says, what if a meteor hits the stadium? That's true. Okay, yeah. We will amend.
Amend. What happens then?
Our take. Well, then we're all in trouble, and nobody cares about a divisional race at that point. Yeah, I mean, you know, you would hate to.
The meteor's not coming until the Padres are up 3-0 in the World Series.
Correct.
One day. That's when
correct.
The meteor strikes Petco Park, Padres fans. You already know this.
But we'll just claim the victory then at that point. That's fine. We won three. We were definitely on our way to a sweep and, you know, World Series champs hang the banner, for sure. But, yeah, there's no platitudes from me. Like, no matter what happens tonight with the Padres, no matter what happens tonight with the Dodgers, we were set up perfectly for the last series. Perfectly. We couldn't have been set up any better. And we still went out there and absolutely soiled ourselves. So I don't even think you can predict. These series have such a weird playoff feel. I don't even think it's worth it to break it down, really. Like, the pros were heavily stacked in our favor before the last series, and they got right, man. And the get right gang thing has got to stop for the San Diego Padres.
It's very tough to analyze at this point. I mean,
it is.
We
it's
sit here
almost
try
impossible.
To do it. The Dodgers have lost 8 of 9 games against now the Angels and Rockies of the last 8,
yeah.
9. But they beat the Padres 3 straight. Padres have taken care of business against the lesser teams where the Dodgers haven't. And remember, outside of the head-to-head matchups, the Padres now have a much better record than the Dodgers this year.
Correct.
It's the only thing keeping the Dodgers ahead of the Padres now is the head-to-head series victory that they've already earned. And is it matchups? Is it psychology, Padres versus Dodgers? Because it's not. I know people go, wow, the Padres put too much emphasis on the Dodgers. Literally, the Dodgers have changed everything about how they play the Padres. They're sitting Shohei Ohtani today to make sure he is ready for the Padres series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dave Roberts had already announced that this would be a scheduled day off because, of course, they circle these games more than any other game on their schedule. So you can't criticize the Padres for doing it when the Dodgers also do it at the same time. The Dodgers have simply been more successful at it.
Yeah, I only criticize the Padres for doing it when it doesn't work and when it does for them. So I think that's an important distinction. Again, you can't let Dave and you know, if you're the Padres, you can't let Dave and his psychological warfare in your head. You do need to treat it as a big game, because it is a big game, man. You're talking a very minute deficit, you know, going into a three-game series. This should be treated as a big game because it is a big series.
Well, we will tell you how the Padres are set up after the next game. But first, we got to go through the last one from last night. Got our Padres wrap up with all the highlights with Jesse and Tony coming up right after this. Check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort. The player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow. And I want to go deep.
Now, pitch, Devers swings, hits it in the air to very deep right field. Fernando is back. He is at the wall. He will leap up, and he did it again. Fernando Tatis over the right field wall. Did it a couple of years ago out there in almost the exact same spot. And one of the great home run robberies you will see this season. What a play. 3-2 again. Here's pitch 10. And O'Hearn lines it into center field. That's down to the base hit. Tatis racing around third. He's on his way to score. What an at bat by Ryan O'Hearn. And a 1-0 Padre lead in the first. Sheet swings. Rips it in the air down the right field line. Gonna hook it. Inside the pole, a home run. Gavin Sheets with his career high, 16th of the season. A lead shot in the second inning. And the Padres double their lead. It's 2-0. Padres a 2-0 lead. And on a 3-0 swing, Manny sends one high and deep into left center field and gone into the bullpen. Manny Machado's 21st home run of the season. Padres have added on again. It's 3-0. The pitch from Lucchesi, and that's in the air, deep down the right field line. Sheets towards the pole again. Gonna go! Second of the night for Gavin Sheets. He is homered in two straight innings. This one a three-run shot, and it's 6-0 San Diego. And Schmidt swings, hammers it to deep left field. Sheets is back at the wall, gonna go. Casey Schmidt comes home and hits a home run. Had a call on the pitch before, takes advantage, and the Giants are on the board at 6-1. Swings here, sends one in the air, high and deep to center field. Lee's back on the track. He's looking up. It's going to go. How about another for Ryan O'Hearn? Second home run of the series. Fourth of the night for the Padres. And 7-1 here in the seventh. Fernando hits it hard on a line into left field. That's a base hit. They're going to wave for Amin. Ramos's throw is on the way up the line and over the head of Bailey. Tatis at second, trying for third. The throw there from Buto, who backed up, is in time. And the inning is over. But the Padres add on. Tatis, an RBI hit to make it 8-1. Morgan trying to seal the deal. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with a good curveball. And David Morgan, four up, four down. And he caps the night with a K as the Padres beat up on the Giants 8-1. They hit four homers. They get six strong from J.P. Sears. And they pull back to within a game of the Dodgers in the National League West.
Very impressive, very encouraging. You know, I think we knew what we had and we traded him, felt good about the possibilities with Sears. And, man, he was good tonight.
Another all-around excellent game by the San Diego Padres. 8-1 win over the San Francisco Giants, but it literally starts with Fernando Tatis Jr. and the catch he made in the top of the first inning, and then doubling to lead off the bottom of the first inning, coming around to score. Two more hits, reached base three more times, an RBI, a run scored, a walk. Looking like a premium, at least, leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball right now.
I mean, you guys, that catch, when he hit it, I went, and it's Devers, right? Like, Devers puts a good swing on a baseball and has for many, many years, and he hit it, and I went, you have got to be kidding me. There is no way. That would have been how many games in
fourth
a row?
Fourth game in a row with the first inning home run had Tatis not made that catch.
It's like the Slam Diego reverse. You know what I mean? Like, it was like when we were hitting a grand slam every game. This would have been it would have been so bad and so deflating. Could they have won? Absolutely. Absolutely. They did it the night before. No big deal. But it just, talk about an emotional lift when he went over the wall, grabbed that ball back. And, you know, I tweeted, and I don't think people really got my tweet. I said, he's not hitting them, but he could still rob them, you know, and that is as valuable to me. Snatching home runs back is as valuable as hitting a home run, dude. Run prevention is incredible, and there's just nobody better. He has the most home run robberies this season, with four, I believe. And so, yeah, you dude, might as well tack four home runs onto his home run record, because he's brought four back.
He's been out there now for a few years, and when he made that transition from shortstop to right field, I thought he could be good. I thought he could be a good outfielder. He was so athletic, just a freak of a player. I didn't think he'd be the best like right fielder in all of baseball. So quickly, at least. He's unbelievable.
He leads all of baseball in defensive runs saved. I don't know exactly how they work that metric, that statistic, but you've got to feel like that's one right there. I mean, that is literally a defensive run.
Four robberies of home runs.
Saved by making that catch.
Should have gone over the wall.
He's one ahead of Pete Crow Armstrong, who is second with 20 defensive runs saved. So he's tracking to win another platinum gold, not just a gold glove, but another platinum glove as the all-around best fielder in all of baseball. So that's an incredible value that he brings to the table when you're talking about what Fernando Tatis Jr. is doing. And even without the power, again, he's still scoring tons of runs. He's getting on base. He's taking his walks. He is contributing in multiple ways all around. I think you can still say that he may be the all-around best player in baseball, even when he is not doing everything. I know everyone will say Shohei Ohtani can pitch, but he doesn't play the field at all. And he's not pitching particularly well. this year.
No.
His ERA has climbed to close to 5 after he gave up 5 runs yesterday, and it has impacted his hitting as well. His batting average is, what, I mean, somewhere in the 230s, I think, this year. Yeah, he still hits a ton of home runs, but honestly, if you're going to tell me who's the better all-around baseball player, Fernando Tatis Jr. or Shohei Ohtani, I'd lean toward Fernando Tatis Jr. at this point, even knowing that Fernando does have more in the tank when it comes to slug and home run capability that he has not been able to really unlock other than in the first month of the season this year.
It is, to watch him, again, we talked yesterday about it. Look, I understand it, you know, and Eno's writing a piece about it. And we'll talk to Eno about it today. I understand that there is a desire for more home runs from Fernando Tatis Jr., but this version of him is pretty spectacular. Pretty spectacular. I know, you know, we've talked many times about, man, he looks down or, you know, he looks upset. He goes out and makes plays like that. Does he run in from right field hard all the time? No, he doesn't. Does he always smile in the dugout? Is he always on the top step? Nope, he's not. But at the end of the day, guys, that is a complete baseball player. Complete, you know, and maybe he's never going to be a 40 home run guy. But if he is able to turn in seasons like this with an OPS over 800, you know, five and a half war, six war, seven war player by the end of the year, I don't know what we're complaining about. Are we complaining just to complain? I'd love to see more home runs. I know he would too, but not at the expense of plate discipline, OPS, getting on, slugging the ball like he did last night. The guy is an elite player and needs to be treated as such.
Player of the game number 2 last night in my mind, Gavin Sheets, with 2 home runs in back-to-back innings, as you heard. And Gavin Sheets has done, I think, what may be the most difficult thing for a baseball player to do. He has gotten hot without actually playing much because he was kind of cold there in the, you know, pre-trade deadline. He had started to scuffle a little bit offensively, and then he stopped playing, you know, almost, you know, every day. Rarely got opportunities once the Padres acquired Ramon Laureano and Ryan O'Hearn. They just didn't have a spot in the lineup for him. But because of injuries, you know, to Jackson Merrill, and then Xander Bogaerts was also out yesterday after fouling a couple of pitches off his legs the previous couple of days, Gavin Sheets had an opportunity to get into the lineup and made the absolute most of it, getting up to 17 home runs now, new career high. Congratulations to Gavin Sheets, who remains one of the more unsung heroes of this season for the San Diego Padres. They would not be where they are today within a game of first place without the contributions of Gavin Sheets and the attitude that he has also brought in accepting his diminished role and still being ready to produce when they need him, like last night.
Yeah, and I do wonder, you know, what it's going to look like going through the rest of the season when Jackson Merrill comes back. Was just texting with a buddy about that, our buddy John Conniff. You know, there seems to be there will be an odd man out. My guess is that, you know, Gavin Sheets goes back to the bench, and I don't know, is that the right move right now? But while he's there, while he's in the lineup, he certainly makes the most of his opportunities. Love that dude. I love that guy. I'm so happy for him, man, resurrecting his career in San Diego. And he's helping us win. He's helping us win baseball games, and that's the most important thing.
All right, well, the question is, Gavin Sheets, you don't want him starting every day against lefties.
No.
Now, you can make the argument against righties. You want his bat in there. So which, when you're, you know, right-hander, which person do you take out of the lineup for Gavin Sheets in the outfield? Is it... I mean, you want Ramon Laureano playing right every day, or do you take him out against righties and just have Gavin Sheets in there, give up a little defensively, but, you know, because you didn't acquire Ramon Laureano to be a platoon player either. Would we have the same screams going on about Laureano that we do about O'Hearn right now if you started taking him out for Gavin Sheets? You're not taking Tatis out. I would think, in right field. You know,
correct.
So he's got to stay in there. And then you're not taking Jackson Merrill out against righties. If you're taking him out against righties, then he's not a starter anymore. And I think you really believe gave him, you know, obviously a 9-figure contract to be starting every day, not to sit against the opposite handed pitcher. So how does Gavin Sheets get in when everybody's healthy? That's the question.
You can tell me. You can tell that we've never had a deep bench. You could tell because everyone is twisting themselves into a knot about who's going to be on the bench and when and where and why. You could tell we've never had that option of a deep bench. And, you know, Peralta and Solano, those guys were getting pretty regular playing time when guys would go down last year. But having this bench this year has thrown us all into a tizzy. Like, we just don't know what to do when we have too many good players and trying to get them all in at the right time. Got to be a difficult decision for Schilt. But, you know,
it feels so negative because it's just so bit like so much arguing.
It feels negative.
But it's really a positive. Yeah. We talked about it yesterday. It's an embarrassment
of riches,
day, right? Like, if you have too many bench players, too many good players that you want every day in your lineup, that's not the worst problem to have.
It's not, but it does lead to a lot of discourse, certainly.
The other, I mean, more MVPs of the game yesterday. Obviously, O'Hearn, we've talked about him a little bit. The biggest swing of the game, though, I thought Manny Machado's 3-0 swing was kind of a game-defining moment in that, you know, he felt the ability to be aggressive there on that count. He had not hit a home run in the month of August. Finally yep. got one, and you can see the signs now. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the last couple of days, you see him breaking out of his slump and starting to hopefully go into one of the patented Manny Machado hot streaks that tend to last not days, but weeks when he gets hot, and some good swings out of Manny Machado, and that could be an absolute game changer in a pennant race if they can get Manny going like he has been going probably two or three times already this season. Now they, you know, get another hot streak from Manny coming up. That would be absolutely huge.
Somebody's got to find out what his batting average is on 3-0, and I'm surprised Landon Roop didn't. I mean, you can't throw. That ball was a floater. I mean, it was just like, get me over, BP. 3-0 pitch, and it's Manny Machado up there. You almost know he's swinging. I mean, you'll take a walk there. You know what I mean? You will walk Manny Machado, or let him feebly ground out on a pitch away. He threw that ball belt high down the middle, and Manny was like, oh my God, thank you for the gift. And he did what we need him to do. He deposited it into the left field bleachers. It was fantastic.
I think Don and Mudd said it was like first time in like 2 years he'd hit a home run on a 3-0 pitch, though. So
that's crazy.
Doesn't happen that often for Manny Machado.
But he will hack 3-0 all the time.
And then JP
Sears. 318 career hitter, 3-0.
J.P. Crazy. Sears wasn't dominant, but certainly did everything they could have asked of him. Six innings, one run. That's what you want out of a guy like J.P. Sears. Paulie has found the opposing call for the home run robbery by Fernando Tatis Jr. We'll hear that and more coming up next, hour number two of Ben and Woods on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.